Hello and welcome to today's training for our Second Income Club members. It's my pleasure and honor to have you here. It's going to be a hard, fast, valuable time. I'm gonna really wow you right in the get-go. But first, let me welcome my co-host here. We have my partner in crime at Second Income Club, Mr. Ron Douglas. Ron, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. And then we have also a special guest, Peter Davis, who is going to be the expert of the technology that I'm going to be sharing with you today. So welcome, Peter.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I'm really excited about this webinar.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So here we are, slide number one. And you can see me there. That's a picture of me with a dog cone on my head because as we know it, our world has changed forever. The You've Got Mail days are long gone. How many of you were excited back in the day when you heard that bing, you've got mail? How many of you remember that? Let me jump over there and see what's going on. And yes, haha, nice, right? Me, Gino, yes, Ian, nice. Yeah, Steve Roth, yes, Dawood Hassan, yup, Alan Stacey, Stella, of course. You're right, so we all remember those days. And guess what? The excitement is now gone. Now it's more of overwhelm. It's more of frustration. It's more of like, oh, crap, I got to go check my email. Are you kidding me? And you get all these different emails and you have all these different things that is kind of overwhelming. And your inbox will have 50, 100, 1,000 emails in there. So that being said, there's changes that have occurred in the marketplace to where email marketing, although it isn't dead, is very much more difficult. That's not the proper use of English, but it's much more difficult to get an email into the inbox today than it was just a year ago. And for marketers, this is now a new challenge. So that intersects with that picture right there. Here I am doing what we see most everyone doing wherever we go, staring at their what? Their cell phone, their smartphone. So I went on a walk this morning to the beach. Every morning I get, well, unless it's pouring like crazy here in Florida, I get up, I do some stretching, then I walk to the beach. And on my walk to the beach, I glance around and see. And it's scary and it's something that I don't condone. But while I'm walking, I look at all these people driving by and they're not looking at the road. They're looking at their cell phone. That's not dangerous. I don't recommend that. I've had friends that have gotten in accidents. I've been in one fender bender, not major, but a minor one due to that years ago. So what we have now is something that has forever changed lives and forever changed the way that we can market. So here's the next point. 99% of text messages are read by recipients. 94% are opened within 3 minutes. Now, as a side note, the source there, as you can see, is the internet. I found that on the internet, and it didn't source where it came from, but it seems pretty legit to me. I read all of my text messages, and I do reply unless I'm in the middle of something. I just got a text while we're doing this. I'm obviously not going to see it and or reply right now, but I will as soon as I get off here. So I think that sets the frame of where we're going to go. So I'm going to jump in right away and show you what we're going to be talking about. Remember, tell them what you got. Tell them what it will do for you and tell them what to do next. So many of you, if you follow me on Facebook, you may have seen this invitation that I posted on my Facebook profile. And as it says, you know, clearly, Dan Kennedy has a way of making my brain expand. Text bonus to that phone number, for people that are international, 561-325-8048 to gain my aha moment insights after listening to Dan Kennedy for 3+ hours in my 9-minute, 54-second audio recap, plus access to a valuable upcoming live event this Thursday, which is happening right now. And then below it, and you see I got 15, 16, 17, 18 likes, and below it I added you can text bonus to that number, which I messed up again, it's supposed to be +1, or scan this QR code. So guess what? Some people, what's going to happen here? Curiosity. It breaks the mold of what's currently occurring on Facebook. Most people have pictures, have URLs, etc. Very few people ask you to text something from their phone and or get the phone out and take a picture of the QR code. So what happens there? Some intrigue, some curiosity goes off in the people that are watching this. So I'm sure that some of the people that liked it and or saw it are here listening right now. So that's one example of this particular powerful process in motion. See, in action number two, this is my infamous business card, in quotes. This is the $1 billion Beal. And on it, it has a little nice quote there. And then it has the call to action underneath my name. Text billion to that number. 561-325-8048 and enjoy the process. Now that's going to go into something that I'll show you in a bit, but this is a choose your own adventure process that I automatically segment with people that go through this. And let me just share with you what happens when you text Billion to that number. First, it says, "Hi, it's Tom Beal. What's your name?" And it waits for that person to text back. It says interactive. It texts back. So Ron would type back Ron or Ron Douglas. And then the next reply that they get after they reply with that is, "Hey, Ron," it inserts their first name. "My email address is this. What is your email address?" Then Ron receives that text message, and what's he do? He sends his email address, superstar, rockstar, internet marketing millionaire at gmail.com, right? That's not his email address, but you get the point. So now guess what that's giving me right now? So it's giving me what? His cell phone, because he texted, correct? Then I asked for his name, he gave me his name. Then I asked for his email, it gave me his email. Now this is where it gets super cool for this particular example. The next step that I ask when people do that, when they text Billion to my number, is ask them, during the upcoming year, which is more important for you to improve, your health, relationships, or finances? And then I put parentheses, please answer in one word. And then based upon Ron's choice, oh, and I think I added both as well. So I added your health, relationships, finances, or no, I didn't get into relationships, health, finances, or both were the three choices that I gave. I could have given four, but I like to keep it to three. So it says, in the upcoming year, what's most important for you to improve, your health, your finances, or both? And I put that clarifying thing, please answer in one word. And based on whichever word he answers, he's now segmented in my dashboard where I can send specific messages to people who chose health, specific messages to people who chose finances, or specific messages to people who chose both. Yeah, so automatically, let me just pause right here and just ask, is your mind exploding yet? Like, are you starting to envision of how this could be a possible amazing tool for you to take your segmenting, to take your marketing efforts to the next level? Go ahead and post your comments in the right. Is this something that I'm explaining that is opening up your eyes to, wow, this is pretty cool? So yeah, Ian, wow, nice. Tim Alec, yes. Steve Roth, yes. Ian, great piece of, wait, what's this? Great piece of technology. Alan Stacey, it's very cool. Ashton, C, yes, awesome. So okay, so you guys are following me, great. So let me continue. That is a choose your own adventure. Now I remember growing up and one of my favorite books were the choose your own adventure books. Remember those where you get to the end of the chapter and said, do you go in the door? Do you walk away? Or do you what? And based upon your answer, it sent you to a different page that followed you along. Similarly, this is something that you could go as long as you want to. Now, obviously, I only kept it simple. I think it was four replies. But you can go as long or in depth as you want to. And as mentioned, you can then, now that they're segmented, send specific messaging based upon the choose your own adventure path that each of your prospects have gone through. And just think about that and let that sink in for a little bit of the possibilities for you in your marketing. Here's an example, a number three. This is a friend of mine who has his every event he goes to, we'll see where it says text, that block there too, he creates a brand new message or brand new short code, text Tom to, or text Texas to, or text TX, you know, whatever. You can pick whatever that word is to your phone number, and then he has his name below it. So automatically, what is this doing? It is totally separating you from the crowd. When everyone else is walking around an event, most people, A, don't have a name badge. B, if they do, it's boring. My name is Tom Beal, and I'm a superstar, you know, whatever the job title is, right? And it's boring, and it's not memorable, and no one gives a crap, right? But when you're walking around and people see text bonus to this number and your name, they're going to be like, what's that? So what does that do? That sparks curiosity. That sparks intrigue. And what happens? People come up and they ask. I've seen it. I've been there when it's occurred. Hey, what happens when I text this to it? Well, go ahead and text and you'll find out. And he puts them through an interactive process that you just heard. So Peter, I'm gonna ask you to jump in real quickly. So feel free to unmute yourself. But What are some feedback that you have found from some of your clients who have implemented this technique alone from attending live events?
They love it because no longer are they having to carry around everyone's business cards, because obviously at these events you get hundreds and hundreds of business cards given to you. Mm-hmm. And what do you do when you get home? You put a big lucky band around it and forget about the contact, because you know it's too hard to implement all those personal details onto a database. Mm-hmm. So what the people who are using this system do, they have their QR code on their name badge and or texting a word, and they're capturing everybody they interact with. They've got all their details already, and they've got them segmented into whatever area or whatever idea or interest they have. Mm-hmm. Then after the event, they send them a text message to say, hey, it was great to meet you at this event. Let's connect. Let's do this. Let's do that. How about come to this webinar, et cetera, et cetera. And they're having a much, much more responsive audience than they have by just simply receiving a business card.
Right. And this is triggered to me. I've actually witnessed this with a couple of my friends who actually I had to pull their teeth, Peter, for them to introduce me to you because they wanted to keep this a secret because it's so powerful. They don't want everybody doing this. And how many on the call can recognize that? In the marketing world, it's like, this is amazing until everyone's doing it and then everyone's doing it. So it was literally pulling teeth because I was so intrigued with what they were doing and what I witnessed that I said, I need to find out what service you're using and whose it is. And after pulling teeth and giving him, I think, an Indian rub on his arm, burning his arm, he gave me the contact details for you, Peter. So that is something you as a listener, think about this. If you've been at an event, Peter just pointed out what happens. You collect cards, they get put in a rubber band when you get home and set on the table and nothing happens. The follow-up doesn't occur. Here's what I witnessed. I think this individual that actually was at an event, the same place I was, and people would come up, well, here's my card. He actually says, you know what? When I get home, you're probably like me. I just put him in a rubber band and throw him away or never see him again. So do me a favor. Follow this. Text this to this number, and that way you'll have all my details digitally. I'll have all my details digitally. We don't have to take any steps and et cetera. And people, what's that do? It breaks the pattern. Breaks the pattern. You're memorable. You're unique. You're different. Everyone else is walking around handing out cards like it's candy, and they're all getting up in the trash anyhow, and or nothing's really ever done with them. And here you are, you don't even accept cards. You know what? Keep your card, not any disrespect, but I have stacks of cards at home that I never follow up on, and I want to follow up with you. So go ahead and text this number or text this small word to this number, and not only will we have our details, but I have a special bonus for you that I've included. Once you go through that, you're going to get a URL with a special bonus PDF or audio or video, whatever. So think about that. If you're listening to this call, put yourself in that position. What's that make you? That makes you unique. That makes you memorable. That makes you remarkable. And here's what I also saw with this. I had now people that – so because he and I were still talking, and that person texted it like, oh, my God, that is so cool, and blah, blah, blah. And he left. And he went and he pulled someone else over. Dude, you got to do this. Check this out. He introduced my friend to other friends and had people text that to his number. So he captured their cell phone, their name, their email, gave them a free gift, and now is going to be able to follow up with them and market to them ongoing. If that doesn't like get you jazzed up, let me continue because there's more to get you jazzed up. All right. So that's another example in number three. Number four. We've all gone out to the stores and we've seen things like this. I've done this at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm on their thing. And that's one of many. I go to many food stores where it's text this for a special coupon off or text this to be notified of upcoming discounts and promotions. So we all see that out and about. If the big companies are doing it, there's a reason. If you go do a search for text message successes in stores, et cetera, there's tons of stores that are highly benefiting. And what's happening? They're capturing emails. But what's not happening is they aren't using this technology that Peter's developed, which takes it into an interactive choose-your-own-adventure mode. So here's where, as a Second Income Club member and someone who's interested in learning about second incomes, this is a way that you can now use this as an additional service. When you're out and about, you could produce some small, simple card that says, I help businesses get 100% delivery to their prospects and clients. Text such and such to my number to learn how. And so when they ask you, you just go the intrigue route. And you go not in a sales route. You're like, well, here's what I do. You know, I notice you don't have any SMS or text offers going on. Here's my little card. that will show you how you can capture your prospects, people that come in your doors. You can capture their first name, you can capture their name, their cell phone, their email. You can segment them to what's your favorite meal, what's your favorite clothes. You get the idea. You use your imagination and say, you can see it in action here. And you've built a simple funnel that walks them through that process. And at the end, you're like, hey, so you went through the funnel. I create that for clients just like you. Call me at this number and let's make this happen. Call me at this number to discuss how we can move forward. And so now you're out everywhere you go. If you took that process, you're out there putting intrigue out there, being memorable, being remarkable, and generating a second income passively by helping these business owners put a system in place that many of them don't even have already. Many of them aren't collecting emails. Many of them aren't, definitely don't have cell phone numbers. You get the picture? And then using this tool that you're going to learn about shortly, you now can offer them, Peter has clients that have done this that at $400, $450 a month to provide this service for them. And Peter, I'll ask you to unmute yourself and share a little bit about this, but I wasn't aware of this until Peter shared it with me, like, hey, by the way, I don't know if you know, but I've got people out there that are making significant income per month just by doing this simple thing. So Peter, if you can jump on and share like some stories about that, that'd be cool.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. What these clients of mine do is, because my program has unlimited keywords, so you're not charged for the amount of keywords that you have. So you can have a million keywords. As long as they're unique, you can have them. So what my clients do is they go and approach a business and do exactly what Tom said. And then when they've gone through the funnel, they want to go ahead, then they lease a keyword to that restaurant. They can lease 1, 2, 3, 5 keywords, depends on whatever package you've put together, and get their $450 a month simply for setting up a campaign for them and or reporting on the campaign. And inside my system, there's tools in there to allow you to charge the businesses by SMS, how many they've sent, how many they've received. You can work out and just keep them on recurring billing. And then you could be their mobile marketing go-to guy. And of course, once you've got that client in the door, you can upsell them in other areas, upsell them a mobile website, upsell them something else. But you become their trusted advisor, and it's working really well for the clients that are using it, because this service is so needed by business, especially considering you can't track ROI on printed advertising and or television or radio. Here, a business can pick it straight away, what's working and what's not, and spend their money where it's important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, you saw on that initial See It in Action 1 where I had the QR code. Automatically, your system creates QR codes when you create the custom keyword, correct?
That's correct, yeah. And that keyword, you can tie it to that QR code, and you can have that all around the businesses and see where the customers are interacting with your brands. You might have, I know, say for example, it was a department store, you might have a QR code in the gun department, and you might have a QR code in the clothes department, and men's department, and the women's department. And then as people are going around, you could set up a little competition, for example. They could scan the QR code in the women's section. Already I know I've got all these women on my list that are interested in women's clothes, so then they can send offers directly to them. So wow. The QR code is quite an easy way to get people to opt into the SMS marketing account. Wow. There's just so many different ways that you can use.
Right. And this is powerful. For Second Income Club members, just think about this. Like I just said, you create a small, intriguing card, and you saw my intriguing card here. That's not for that particular selling to businesses, but yours could just be simple like this. Simple. I help businesses, and it's a simple, I'd have to think of the wording, but I help businesses get 100% deliverability to their prospects and clients through SMS. And to learn more, text, learn more to my phone number, and they go through the process. And after the process, they're going to get it. And then, as Peter mentioned, he has clients that are charging $400, $450 a month to each of those individual clients who are interested in, or intrigued. But guess what? It's your business, and you're going to see how inexpensive this tool is. You could charge them $50 a month. You could charge them $100 a month. You could charge them $200. It's up to you, and it's up to you to negotiate with the people that you're talking to. You could do it for as high as you are able to, or as low as you're able to, depending on the value that you're going to bring and the ability that they're able to invest in it. The good part is, similar to other services, once they get in the service, it has a painted disconnect. Now, if they leave and they don't want to pay that $100, $200, $300, $400 a month, they lose the ability to text those people that have entered their name, email, phone number, et cetera, and qualify them down to what their hot interests are. Hopefully, let me just pause here. Go ahead and type in the right-hand side. Is this getting your brain rolling? Is your mind expanding? Is your aha moment going off right now or what? Yes, true. I have three piles of rubber banded cards right here on my desk now, Alan. Let me go up. There's a whole bunch of things. Okay, wow. Like an ask campaign, crowdsource the data entry, yep. Offer a choice, close with two different keywords. Says Dawad Hassan, okay, wow. Ashton, Galactic Micro. Galactic Micro, what's your name? So you type it in there. Web 2.0 for sure. Here we go. Good stuff, Tim Alec. So many possibilities, Ian. Alan Stacey, oh yeah. Steve Roth, cool. Ashton, great stuff. Brett, okay, Brett. Galactic Micro is Brett. Appreciate that. Brett, all right. He misspelled it at first. He corrected it. Thanks, Brett. All right, so that is, thankfully, I'm not the only one that, when they saw this, demanded, like, how do I get this? Because I want to be the person like my friend was here at the live events. Go ahead and ask any questions. We're going to jump to some questions here in a little bit, but I'm also going to let you know there's some special feedback and insights from our own experiences with our own use of this on and offline and at live events and masterminds. And I'll ask Peter to jump off in a little bit, but I'm going to share some of mine. So I shared the one with my friend at the business card. That was one. Another one was at a Dan Kennedy event with 1,000+ people there, 1,000 paid attendees to a high ticket event, and a speaker was on stage. And the one thing that's kind of taboo if you're on stage at a high ticket event is to try to capture everyone's email addresses from the stage. Like, you don't put a slide up and say, hey, to get this free PDF, just go here, and you put a URL where they have to opt in. That's taboo, and that's not something that's kind of cool and or kosher. But with this technology, it's so unique and new, there's kind of an unwritten rule. So long story short, I was there at this 1,000+ high ticket event with Dan Kennedy with all sorts of power speakers up there. One speaker shared something. Actually, he was sharing some results that he had with SMS. And he said to see this in action, and he put up on the screen, text the keyword to this number and you'll see this in action right now. He said, go ahead and do that now. And I looked at the room. I was sitting in the far right corner. I looked at the room. 80%+ of the people, guess what they did? They pulled their cell phone up to their face, texted it, and followed the process. And I saw people looking at each other and talking about it, getting excited about it. So there's a couple points from that. One, if you ever have an audience, if you ever have the capability to be speaking to more than one person or even one person, and you use this, just like you saw with that business card, but from the stage, you use this, you have to tell them, do that now. Grab your phone right now and text that to this. And I'm going to share something where I made that mistake. And I didn't do that because I forgot the time. I was on stage in front of 1,700 people in Amsterdam. I'll go back to the slide here. 1,700 people in Amsterdam. And one of the stories that I was talking about was finding your passion. And I said, one of the keys to finding your passion is like a mini passion test of, if you were given $100,000, what would you be doing right now? What would be changed in your life? If you were given $1 million, $10 million, and or $1 billion, what would you change in your life? What would you be doing? How would you be contributing value? What would give you fun, pleasure, enjoyment, etc.? And I said, go ahead, in the back, well, I have a gift for you. Here's my $1 billion. You now are a billionaire. Congratulations. And I had 1,700 people get this handed out. I forgot the step. Now, there were two dynamics. One, it's Netherlands, and there's a fee, a text fee for texting an American number. So I was kind of hesitant to do it, but the most important reason was I ran out of time and forgot. So if you're ever on stage, because if you don't tell people to do something, they don't do it. So when you're on stage, so grab your phone now and do it. And similarly, if you're doing this, tell them, pull your phone out now and text it. Don't leave it to chance. Don't let them write it down. Say, why are you writing it down? Just grab your phone and text it right now. Walk them through the process. Now they're in the system and they'll follow through and they'll be excited. So that's a little insight. And the other one, where did it go? There we go. So another special feedback. So mastermind. So I was at this mastermind, a super high ticket mastermind, mind you. And once again, it's kind of taboo to say, hey, go ahead and get my free report at this URL and they have to opt in. That's kind of taboo. But this presenter in the mastermind where you first introduced, he got up and said who he was, what he did, and the USP was very tight and intriguing. And he said, it was like very powerful. He's like, and what I've done is I've taken one of my courses that I normally charge X thousand dollars for, and I've created it specifically for you. If you text mastermind to this number, you'll get access to that multi-$1,000 bonus. And that's just my gift for being thankful to be here, right? So here he is now. Not only is he kind of in the gray area, but he's given value. But the presenters and the organizers of this high-end mastermind didn't say, whoa, 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 you can't do that. It was value-based. So don't do it just in a manner of what's in it for me. Let me to capture their name, email, cell phone, and segment them. But do it in a way that provides value. So those organizers never once had any inkling of telling him, hey, dude, that kind of wasn't cool. But I was sitting there witnessing it and like, holy crap, because I looked around, 100% of the high-end mastermind clients followed through. So now what does he have? He captured the whole list of all these mastermind clients that paid $10,000. Actually, that one was $25,000 to be in this mastermind. So he got the entire database of the high-paying clients. He got their name, their cell phone, their email, segmented them, and gave them value. Hello, is this genius or not? So those are some of my insights that I've seen. Peter, do you have any insights that you've seen from some of your clients that go above and beyond that?
The main thing is the using in the business networking events, and also to do that laser targeting right down to niches that their audience wants, mm-hmm. and that's what they like the most of it. And the fact that it's so easy to use, it's just easy to set it up. If you think of an idea, you're out on the road or whatever, you think, oh, I've come up with an idea. It literally only takes 5 or so minutes to create a new campaign, mm-hmm. so you can move it on the go, and. Mm-hmm. It's this wow moment, especially now that webinars and everything's so global, like mm-hmm. your Google Hangouts and everything's so global. Our system is able to capture leads from all around the world simply mm-hmm. by having it on a webinar. So you can't do that with other systems.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's a couple of questions that came in. And if you have questions, keep posting them to the right. But Steve Roth asked, how painful is setup and management? Well, the good part is Peter actually helps you and guides you through setting up your first campaign. So you're taught in action, and it's super simple and easy. I'm actually going to show you a brief demo here shortly. And then Brett said, I saw that demo with Twilio. Peter, can you jump in and share the difference of Twilio versus what yours is capable of doing?
With Twilio, it's not such an easy way to set up a back and forth campaign where you have an interactive area. And the second downfall with Twilio is it's not global. It's mm-hmm. only available in the US and Canada. I think England's just starting out. Mm-hmm. So you can't capture anybody's details from that. So what Twilio is all about, you have to manage it all. Mm-hmm. You don't get much support, where our system, I'm there all the time. My support team's there all the time. We help you get started and plus give you the advice that you need to make it work in your business.
Mm-hmm. And that might be in here. There it is. I am logged in. Okay, so here's an example of my account. So basically, how difficult is it to set up? I go to campaigns. Here's some of the campaigns I have. So the Billion Dollar Beal one, that one, the health, finances, or both. I have some other ones there. And then here's one that was set up for the Kennedy bonus. So basically all I'd have to do is go down here and let's see here, duplicate. So basically that Kennedy bonus is now duplicated. So then what I do is go in here. I'm going to click edit selection. And now what I'm going to do is say webinar. And I don't have webinar, I don't think, on here. So here's the question. Hey, it's Tom Beal. What's your name? Thanks, Tom. My email address is that. What is your email address? Awesome. Here's the link to your value bonus. Submit. Boom. So now webinar is added. Whoops, I want to rename it. Let's see. Where do I go? I go to here. Oh, and here's the QR code. Right. QR code is not generated, so I can do generate QR code, pick what size, and just generate it. Boom, there's a QR code with a URL. I could copy and paste that anywhere. It has an iframe, notification, etc. Then it has a whole bunch of stuff over here. But back to campaigns. Peter, how do I rename this one? I normally, it's in here.
Just click on the edit there.
Edit,
just click
yep,
on edit, edit. And
there we go. Oh, at the top. There we go. So, ITR webinar.
And guys, you can also And guys and girls, you can also just create a little web form that you can put on your website, and that's what the iframe section there. You can style it to how you want your how it, to match your site, and then you've got a form when it's on your website, and people can just enter their number in there, and you're capturing leads directly from your website, your Facebook, Twitter, wherever you've got a blog. Just have it sitting in the sidebar. It works very well for me, and it's working well for other clients.
There it is, and there's the source code. So that source code would put in there, and we can modify it around how we want. But just copy that iframe code there, paste it on your blog or wherever, and people can enter their cell phone right there. And then you can get to test it inside.
There's also
here.
The notification tab. Yeah. I just wanted to mention real quick, Tom, that you've got the notifications tab there where if you've got an autoresponder account like a Weber or a MailChimp or whatever you have, just copy the post. You can simply copy and paste the code under the water autoresponder tab there, and you'll get all those putting on your email list as well.
Correct.
And you can also put your opt-in notification by email, so every time someone opts in, you get an email straight away. So you can ring that client up straight away and say, hey, thanks for scanning. Hey, let's have a conversation. It's instant.
Yep. So right here, you'd copy and paste your form code there. Now, when they reply with their email, it automatically goes into your email autoresponder as well. And then you could be notified if you want for each opt-in or each person that goes through this process, you can be notified. And that's what I did for that test to get people here. So pretty simple. And as mentioned, Peter walks you through how to do that. And I'll actually just show you. So here's the Kennedy one. So go in here. And if I go to – oops, I went to the wrong one. I went to edit. I should have went to the this one here. And so if you go to notification, here's what I had. I got notified. Whoop, my autoresponder was missed. I had it in there. Uh-oh. I must have messed up. I was collecting email addresses, so I wonder what happened there. Okay, interesting. But I'm still collecting email addresses, so.
Tom?
Yes.
It just hides it. The form code's hidden. That, so once it's submitted, it's hidden.
Okay, it's hidden. Okay, there you go.
Next time.
Cool. I remember putting it in, and I know that my email list is growing, so I knew it was working, and I was going to ask it. Cool, thank you. So this is how simple it is. So if you wanted to add a client that you found out on the street by handing out your business card, you could say Taco Bell, you know, Taco Local, keyword, free taco, question. What, you know, that's where you could do my name or no, or if it's a business, hey, whatever you want and what's your name. And then you can go through and have replies and all that type of stuff. So it's super simple. And then at the end, you just put the last text right there. And this one allows you to have conditions. So this is if they have, like I said, are you more interested in improving your health, your finances, or both? So I put if they answer health, it would go to, and I already have these set up. So those are, once they're set up, you can always pick those particular ones. So that, boom, okay? And Peter will walk you through. It's super simple to set this up. And the first one, he'll set up for you. And I'm sure if you have support questions, you got support and everything right there. So that's a quick demo that shows you how to do it. And you saw the different experiences that were in action, ranging from inviting you to here with the QR code and the text, having it on my business card. Remember, just like here, when people are with you, remind them, pull your cell phone out and do it now. The other lesson I've learned from the business card, people are kind of hesitant. Like it's uncertainty for them because it's unusual. They don't know what to do. So I'll say, hey, generally most people aren't used to seeing this type of stuff, but go ahead and grab your cell phone out right now and you'll see this work. Grab your cell phone out, go to your text, type this number in and text billion to it. And watch, and it blows their mind. Now you're going to witness them getting their mind blown right away, and you can get them into the system. If you don't ask, chances are good they're going to be hesitant and they aren't going to do it. So do it right then. When you hand the card, say, "Hey, do me a favor, so I can have your info too. Go ahead and text that to me right to text billion to that number right now." And similarly, when they're in front of you, don't let them take a picture of it or whatever, unless it's a QR code they're taking a picture of. Do it right then and right there. And for your business opportunities, if you're looking for business, I mean, think of how fun this is. You just are out and about doing your thing, and hand out a little card that is fully intriguing, and the system is going to sell them on it themselves. And if you go, when people go through my $1 billion process, that has videos of me depending on what answer they chose. So it's a real simple process that they either get it or don't right away. They either see the potential and possibilities or they don't. So any questions? Let's break away for any more questions.
I see one question here, the example of a use by a real estate agent.
Sure.
I have a client in Canada who has three apartment buildings that he owns, and he uses the text system to pre-interview people who wish to have an apartment at there. So he's got it on his sign at the front of his the front of the apartment saying, you know, for rent, scan here or text this. And he asks them you know, their name and their email address, and obviously gets their phone number. But then he asks if they're interested in a 1, 2, 3 bedroom or a bachelor unit. And depending on their answer, you say, well, I'm sorry, there's none available in this building. We'll let you know as soon as there is. And then that person's on a list for that. And he also uses it to do the appointment reminders as well. So he'll send out, okay, you get the appointment with the manager at this and this time and date. And if you can't make it, please reply and let us know. So they're using it that way, and other real estate agents are using it simply as a way to capture the prospect's details who see a property on the side of the road, and they see, oh, I wouldn't mind having a look at that. They scan the QR code or text the number, and they get interacted directly with the real estate agent or whoever's the owner of the system. And you can then automatically deliver a video walkthrough or the piece of marketing that you have on that house directly to that person's mobile phone. Mm-hmm. And then the real estate agent has got their number to call them the next day and say, hey, did you like what you saw? Can we make an appointment? Do whatever. It's just instant connection. Mm-hmm. And because it's so humanized, the prospects believe they're actually talking to the real estate agent. So it's just more personal than the old scan, send 5 digits and get one message back and you feel like you're just being spammed. So mm-hmm. this is more of an interactive, more of a personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. Go ahead and post your questions in there. Ron, I'll ask you to unmute and see how your mind is running with all the possibilities with the multi-businesses you're in. Ron has sold 1.3 or 1.5 million books in bookstores. That's one of his businesses. He does consulting. So Ron, how has your mind expanded from seeing the possibilities that you've seen here?
Yeah, it's just an amazing way to keep in contact with people and to get your message looked at. I mean, that's the main thing today. It's like so many distractions with people, you know, with email, they don't want to open their emails. You know, Facebook, they're constantly getting bombarded with messages and so many distractions. But the one thing you can depend on is people are always going to check their text messages and their cell phone messages, and it's just instant. And it's such a high response rate that it's really a no-brainer, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So I know your guy that's in the office next to you, I'm sure.
I'd like to say one more thing too.
Sure, sure.
Tom?
Yes.
I just wanted to let the audience know that some people believe texting is impersonal and you're, you know, invading somebody's privacy by sending a text message. But what you need to understand is these people want to be communicated by you. They've given you their number for a reason. They've given you a number because they want to get information from you. So that shouldn't be a barrier to using mobile marketing, because you are offering a service. You're offering a value. You're not sending out spam. You're not sending out random things. You're only giving the people what they want because they've told you what they want. And at any time these people don't want to receive your messages, they simply text the word stop and it's gone. They're gone. There's no hassles.
Yep.
So it's simply a great system for that.
Yep. And remember, it's totally compliant and it is still new enough, unbelievably so. It's still new enough. And many times because many of the competitors are so highly priced that it's out of people's budgets and or out of people's grasp. This one, as you're going to see, is extremely affordable and extremely valuable. And if you implement the tool that we talked about here, it could pay for itself and generate a second income. So let's skip right to it and just show you. If you're ready, if you want to take advantage of this powerful tool and put it to work for you right away and begin separating yourself from the crowd, simply go here, tombeal.com/SMS, tombeal.com/SMS. And what you're going to see is the options. There's two options. And can you describe what each of those options are for them, Peter?
Yes, we have two options. The first option is $197 to set it up, and that gives you your own 10-digit localized number. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can get your own personal area code so that you look from your business area. And it gives you 1,000 text messages to get started with, and each message is only a penny. So it's one penny a message. right? So you've got 1,000 messages to start off with, all right? And then there's an ongoing charge of $47 a month. That's to maintain your number and to maintain the system that you're using. And the second option is that you can do a yearly, which is $497 one-off that renews yearly, and that's a saving of $270. So you're not having to pay the setup fee there, and it's such a good bargain at $270 off the original price.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So we're going to open it up for questions. As you heard, I implemented exactly what I shared with you in the beginning. I told my story, I shared my results, and we're selling you this powerful system. The good news is it's not $2,000 like many competitors are with monthly fees of $97 a month. That was one that I saw years ago that I was like, man, that looks cool, but I don't know if I'm going to get the return on investment with that much out of pocket. With this one, for $197 and a monthly payment, you could get out and find clients to pay for and exceed what you're currently paying to make that happen. And if you're like me, I'm not someone who's really a big fan of the monthly payments. I like to pay in advance and take advantage of the $300 save, roughly close to $300 savings. I pay in advance for the year at just shy, $497 per year. So go there now, tombeal.com/SMS. And this, like I said, it was going to be hard hitting. It was going to share some valuable marketing tips in the beginning. We shared examples of this in motion that is producing results that fulfill what we shared here in the beginning. So this is a way that you can attract high quality clients, drive targeted traffic with automated responses and produce more sales for your business in a way that makes you memorable, unique, and remarkable and different. Guess what? There's so much noise happening in the marketplace right now. If you're like everyone else, you're like everyone else. No one cares. What are you doing to be different? What are you doing to be memorable? What are you doing that's fun? What are you doing where you get people to go introduce you to them because you're someone different at a live event? What are you doing to hand out a card that has intrigue that is different from what they're used to seeing? What can you do that's fun by creating some fun card that you hand out as you're out and about shopping and doing your business? Oh, by the way, here, this might be helpful to you. It's helped some of my clients produce thousands of dollars extra profit per month. Take a peek at no charge. And it's going to put intrigue. Now, I would add the extra step. Go ahead and text that right now and have them text right there, because never leave things to chance. Never leave things out of your ability to move it forward. So yes, you could just hand them out and hey, mate, if they're interested, they'll check. If not, but this is so intriguing when done right. If you do it with the segmentation process, they're going to see the value of that. And at the end, it has a way for them to contact you to your direct cell phone, or your direct email. If they're a great marketer and a great business owner, their mind is going to immediately jump to the possibilities and how this is going to capture that traffic that's walking in, that walks out before they capture any information from them. Think of most of the retail shops you know of and go to. They don't capture your email. They don't capture your cell phone. They don't segment you. You buy, you leave. They hope you come back again. Well, hoping isn't the best marketing plan. This helps you capture the prospects that come in and don't buy, and it helps you capture the buyers and helps you segment them. So you can put this to use, as we like to do here at Second Income Club, share with you ways that are unusual, unique, memorable, and remarkable to create second incomes. This one is exactly the right thing for you. So go ahead and go to tombeal.com/SMS right now. Choose either $197 per year with the ongoing monthly fee, or choose the one-time pay for the year, and it renews each year at $497. Go ahead and do that now. We'll jump over to more questions. Post your questions to the right. And we're going to wrap up pretty soon. So go ahead and post your questions over there. All right. There's a few. Let's see here.
There's just one message from Stella. There's one message from Stella asking about the 1,000 messages. What that means is that you've got, as soon as you sign up, we assign you 1,000 messages to your account so that you can start collecting leads straight away. And they don't expire, so they just roll over every month until you use them. And if you need to buy more, it's 1 cent a message. So you just decide I'm up by 500. It's what's that going to cost you? $5. And you know, it's a no-brainer. It's so cheap, much cheaper than trying to manage an autoresponder account.
Mm-hmm. And someone else asked about QR code. Steve up there, can QR codes be used on Facebook for SMS?
Definitely. I've got it on my own personal, my company's web page. That's my profile picture is my QR code. So people see that when I post stuff and they scan that and they get contacted straight through to my my own funnel, sales funnel for RTR.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Brett said, yep, you could consider an end step of forwarding to a help desk. Right. So people, it all depends on the different segmenting and whatever choose your own adventure path you create. And Peter and his team will help you understand it and guide you through it and make it as simple as possible for you. Let's see. Okay. I won't call you out by name. Can you create PPC advertisements in Facebook using this? And how would this help people who are creating Second Income Club projects who are relying on people opening their strings of emails who may not buy until email number 7. Okay, so Ron, you might be able to help out with this one as well, but first we'll ask Peter, can you create pay-per-click advertisements in Facebook using this, using either the text and or a QR code?
Very good question. You could have, I've seen adverts for people that are saying text this to that, so I would assume that you can. It's, I don't think it's against their terms of service, but I couldn't see an issue with it having, you know, creating your image, your pay-per-click ad on Facebook with having the profile picture as the QR code. Mm-hmm. I can't see that being a problem, but you know, only Facebook, you know, they change their mind every 5 minutes, so you can only give it a go.
Cool. Yeah, and I agree. I don't see it as, and I haven't read the terms to see anything that would make that not able. And I've seen people running it as well. So, yes. And then Ron, this one here, the question is, people who are creating the Second Income Club projects who are relying on people opening their string of emails who may not buy until email number 7. How would you envision something like this being utilized?
Right. With Second Income Club, you know, you're building your own list. So, you know, you could promote anything. You could do anything with that list. It's your list. So say, for instance, if you wanted to have your own coaching or your own webinars or, you know, your own events or anything that you would want to contact people and get an immediate response for, you could set this up as part of your process where you collect these SMS leads and, you know, now you have it whenever you need it. So I think that's another way you can do it as well. Say, for instance, if you wanted to use your affiliate link and promote our events, our weekly trainings, you can do that as well and send out a blast to people in your distribution to say, you know, click this link. We're doing a free training for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can also use this as lead generation. Think about it. QR codes as lead gen to get them into the Second Income Club projects and or text whatever your small word is to your number, which will also get them in. Now it's going to get them into your email list, but also into your text list. And guess what? You have their phone number. Now you can pick up the phone and call them. I mean, that's the other element that we didn't get into here. But remember, if you go through the process that I go through on my billion-dollar deal, I have their first name. Many times we put their full name, their cell phone, because that's how they texted, their email address, and qualifying questions. So this is applicable in so many different realms in pretty much any industry. The possibilities are unlimited, but it's pretty powerful. I've enjoyed it. Some lost volume a few times. Okay, it happens on webinars. I apologize for that. If you haven't gone yet, go to tombeal.com/SMS. Choose which one is better for you, the $197 straight away and the monthly fee, or the $497 per year. And like I said, this is extremely less costly than many of the competitors that don't have the interactive capability that this one has. They have just the ability to capture it and it's pretty simple. This one has the interactivity, which is at a huge discount from the competitors, and the cost per message at a penny after the 1,000 is absolutely insanely ridiculously low. I mean, I don't know how Peter does it, but I appreciate it and I'm thankful, and I don't want him to raise the fees, but I like that very much. So we're almost going to wrap up here, guys. So go to tombeal.com/SMS if you haven't yet. And we're going to finish up today with, you know, if you were invited here by someone in Second Income Club or myself or Ron, or if this is your first time participating with one of our trainings, we help people learn how to add second income streams to their current situation. And this one here, and generally, they're a little bit different from the norm. this one here showed you a way that I don't know of anyone personally that's doing it, but it is super cool. And I'm going to actually give it a try. I'm going to go create a little, some business cards that you see offers for free all the time. Get a free business card name. I'll start a campaign inside my dashboard and hand it out to people that I'm out and about with. But this was one of many of our trainings. And if you haven't seen Second Income Club or not a member, you got to check it out and go see what Ron is kissing here at this particular video. This video is going to show how we help our students earn $1,000 to $5,000 a month from home. And you can gain access to that particular powerful training at tombeal.com/SIC. And that will show you a special offer that we actually have running right now. So go check that out. And we're extremely thankful that you took the time to spend with us today. We hope that it produced tremendous value for you. I would like to thank my partner in crime with Second Income Club, Ron Douglas, for being here, contributing. I'd like to thank Peter for contributing and having this particular powerful tool that I've been thankful to use over the past year. So thank you guys both for being here, sharing some great information. And go ahead. Sure. Yep. I hear you unmuted. If you want to say something, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say, yeah, this was a really good presentation. And hopefully, you know, even if you don't buy the program, hopefully open your eyes to some new possibilities and you learn some good stuff from it. And I also like to thank Peter for coming on and sharing some of this stuff with us as well. And hope you guys have a great Independence Day holiday and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, Peter. All right, everybody. Bye for now. Make today great.